Recording.
We have that motion to start the meeting.
Bring it to order.
Mayor calls us to order.
The continued meeting of Cary Beach Town Council is called to order. Okay. Do we have a way to talk to them by telephone if we want to?
Yes.
Do we need to talk to them?
Well, I don't know.
We got to decide.
Are we just talking tonight about any changes that a department has made to decrease their space, right? And I would suggest we start with the fire department.
Fire department.
While you're getting ready for that, Arlen, just a question. If things were reduced to $1 million, how do I know what the tax rate would be? That'd be like 2.5 cents?
So if it was reduced to a total of about $5 million in debt? Around or whatever.
Yeah, right. Around that.
So if you look at, this would say if we had to increase for $5 million in debt.
Yep.
And depending on the terms and how long we want to find it, if you wanted to do 25 years, that would be 3.87 cents.
Got it. Okay, so that's the way I'm
reading
it. So it is based on $5 million.
That is.
And this is based on six.
Right, and that's just the difference between five and six.
Sure.
It just tells you what.
Okay. All right, the $5 million.
I just threw a bunch of numbers on here at this point too.
Based on the terms of the years of loan and the interest rates. Okay, yeah. That's good. Thank you. Now I know how to read this.
Okay, Commissioner Dugan and Chief Hagler.
Hey, was looked at was the possibility that going from two floors to one floor was going to be a relatively significant piece of change that we would be able to save. So it was a matter of looking at the stuff that's on the second floor and seeing whether it could fit into what it is that we have available to us out there in building space. And one of the things that was being looked at was if you don't have a second floor, you don't have stairways or an elevator. And if we took the workout room, which is 19.8 by 25.9, and put it in the area of the stairwell and training tower, that would probably be a decent fit for all of the equipment and everything. And then took the training room that's on the second floor and put that where the existing workout room is, it would be a decrease in the size of the training room, but I don't think it would be a decrease in the size to the point at which the number of people that we train on average would be in any way cramped or anything from that. And that leaves us restrooms and sleeping spaces on the second floor. And if we took the northeast corner of the building that's irregular shaped and squared that off and added the square footage from the other existing stairway that would disappear, I left that up to the architects. How many bedrooms could we get in there? And they're not here, so it could be a question that could be asked, or maybe kick out one of the outer walls out a foot or so if we needed more room for the bedrooms plus the bathrooms and showers. And that takes us down to a one-story building and all the associated costs with that, and still leaves us with all of the rooms as far as what they're designed for. or what they were originally designed for.
Have they ever given us a design for a one-story building?
They gave us a couple of designs for a one-story building, but they spread them out in such a way that all of the designs created a problem as far as the location, and most of them wiped out the back road.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Most of them came across 7th Street.
Yeah.
The intent here is the way that he explained it is, by eliminating, you keep the footprint, with the exception of that corner, which you expand that corner, and then by using the space that you would need for steps or that tower and the elevator, thereby reallocating that space into the space that was upstairs.
Because when it comes down to the tower, if anybody's got any questions about the tower, there's things we can do on our own to make a tower outside.
So you'd ask him that question?
Do we have that print that you're talking about? And do we have it on paper, a print for that with the dimensions and rooms and stuff?
No. Well, this is what I was working off, which was what we were given. I texted them that, and the only text I got back was, "We'll look at it and get back to you." And I assumed it would be talked about tonight, but they're not here.
Right.
So I don't know square footage or like that.
If we did a quick look, you got 12 and a half by 14. 12 by 14. Anybody want to do the math? You got 12 by 14.
Do 93.9 by 93.2.
Here's the second story.
93.09?
93 by 93 would be close enough.
Eighty-six forty-nine.
Yeah. That's what. It would be.
What's the feasibility of taking out one or two of the bays for the trucks and making them drive through?
Well, here's
making
the
drive through.
Yeah, come around. Two trucks.
From what I
bay.
See on that, that would be a hard thing to do, and still put all this, incorporate all this in it.
I did the 86.49. Is that what you came up with, 86.49?
86.49, that was 93 times 93.
Right. There is the three areas that would not be required that could be used as space.
Well, that's square.
Yeah.
The number
right. But this is utilized for a staircase. This
right.
is utilized for, they wouldn't be utilized for staircases.
Right.
So it's trying to see, and that space hasn't been utilized
nor
at all.
Nor the elevator either.
Right. So what I was thinking of is, based on that information, how many square feet would not be allocated in that type of arrangement? And that would be...
And the other thing I was looking at, too, was the hallway leading to the day room is well over normal size hallway, if there was some square footage that could somehow be gained out of that.
What? Sorry, Chief, what'd you say?
What's
the TL? What is that area?
Where's
that?
At? TL. Where are you talking about?
Some type of locker room or something?
What?
I think it's a toilet.
Oh, the bathroom. Yeah.
For a public bathroom.
Yeah, I'm just talking off the top of my head. I would assume that for cost savings,
I see toilet, but I don't see shower.
It's going to have to be in there.
Huh?
It's going to have to be in there.
Then I need to mention.
This is
all. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see shower in the original one.
Well, either that ain't shower.
20 by 16.
I mean, it's looking
that
like
looks
that.
This looks like it's... I do have the dimensions on that. That's over 20. So this space, you could make.
Can I ask a question? Training.
This space is now.
Can I ask this question? We're trying to solve the problem. Well, it feels like from my side we're trying to solve the problem wrong. Our job is to say how much money we can afford, and the architect will figure out what can fit and what can't fit based on the requirements. We're doing the wrong thing. We're trying to be architects, and we're not architects. What we should be doing is, as council, figuring out how much money we're willing to spend and then tell the architects the limitations. That's their job. right? So if we say we want a square building and the chief says this is what's got to be in it, we got to say how much money it is, which is what I tried to get us to start with last time and where I thought we would be talking tonight. That's why I'm fine with the architects not being here, because it doesn't matter. They can't do anything until council defines how much we're willing to spend.
Right.
That's really the only requirement that council needs to have, right? And then the department heads say what is required and what they'd like to have, and then the architects take those two and figure out what can happen or can't happen. So if Jim says it can be cut down, okay, that is good, because that's a certain amount of money. We don't know exactly how much, because we don't know which requirements drop out. There's no requirement for a workout room. There is a requirement, since we're staffing 24/7 by some sleeping areas, there is a requirement to put the equipment in. So that's where the architects have to work with the department heads on what falls in and out based off the money. But in the end, council's only job in this whole thing is to figure out politically what we're willing to spend in this process. Because we can spend 5 hours deciding how we want it laid out, and in 5 minutes, the professional will tell us, well, you guys can't lay it out that way for some reason,
right?
So it's good to hear, okay, an option is a one-story building, because that's cheaper. The architects did tell us that, but it doesn't matter. If we say we're only willing to spend $1 million, they're going to say all this won't fit. If we say we're willing to spend $5.67 million, they'll say, fine, we got a design for you. So what we got to define is, in between those two, what we're willing to spend, I think. I mean, you know, and the department heads can't say what goes in and out until council defines that requirement, I think. And then they can work with the architects, because the architects will say, this, okay, department heads, you want this and this and this, but you don't have enough money for that. And then the department heads and the architects will make sure we follow the codes and they get everything they need based on what we can afford. So I really think we should focus on that issue, because that's the only issue that council owns. No one else can answer that issue but the council.
Well, didn't we talk about that last time?
We did, but we never got an answer. And so that's why we said we were coming back tonight, is, you know, I said, here's what I think. Council, you need to go do whatever you need to do to figure out your number, and then we got to agree what the number is. If everyone says we're not willing to raise taxes at all to increase spaces, then we can close this meeting, because they can't do
it
for free.
I think at least two, if not three of us, agreed with you last week.
Yeah, well, then we need to talk about that, because that's the only issue. Then the architects can work from it. They've given us a proposal based off what the department has said they needed and wanted, and that's $5.67 million if we're going to do it. So, you know, if we're there, then we tell them to move forward. If we think that's too high, then we got to figure out what the number is that we can support and decide, okay, go back and design to this number.
I don't have a disagreement with that. I do believe that there's an intent, right, to maintain some degree of the integrity of what the requirement is. This would eliminate 4,000 square feet, and that says, would that be,
right?
What is that worth, and does that get us in the area of what we right. discussed? They still will have to do some changes and things like that, and probably be less expensive because we've got as much steel holding up a second story, and you don't know
right.
better than I do. So I'm okay with setting a number. I was curious that 4,000 foot less, what that would be worth, because it gives a square foot number.
They did give us for new construction.
Was it about 12,000? Was
no,
it
240 a square foot?
It was 240 for the ground floor and an extra $30 for the
240 per square foot.
Right. 240 per square foot for mm-hmm. every square foot.
Mm-hmm. Right, for the two-story.
Not for the fire department. Square foot.
No, yeah, the renovation was 180 or 190.
Yeah, that was just for the fire department.
So the way you're looking at it is, we pick a price for the whole project, or we pick a price per...
I'm open to either one, whatever. I mean, you can't build some without the other, right? But I'm fine with whatever number we agree to, but that's what we should be talking about, not solving the problem directly. That's what the architects are for, right? I think we have to give them the limitations, right? And that's a budget question, and nobody can answer that but the five of us.
The elimination of the second.
That's what I thought we had already agreed to.
So then what was the number?
I mean, just as a point, the elimination of the second floor looks like it's $950K and you put their fees on top of that, you've got $1 million.
Right.
So that would take the 6 to 5.
Right.
Which is 3.87 cents.
Right.
But I can't see us getting, as far as changes, I can't see us getting any big money out of any part other than the fire station.
Well.
I'm talking about big money. I'm not talking about.
Yeah. So exactly right. I think that's where the biggest target opportunity is, the second floor. But the issue is, you know, that big meeting room out here is a big, sort of a big chunk too. I don't know. I'm fine with, like we said last weekend, because I threw out a number, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And threw out 15% increase for capital investment, which would equal $5 million.
Right.
And that's what we would increase taxes for, with $300,000 of fund balance being used.
Well, how we pay for it at the end will be working with Arlen, I think. Yeah. I mean, if once council gets the number, then there's a bunch of ways to get to that number. Mm-hmm. The architects can go off with the department heads and solve that problem while Arlen works with council on how we get it, right?
We solve the total, right? It could be
right.
Any.
That's right. It could be a bunch of different ways, right? And so I think that's when we bring the money expert in to talk about, okay, Arlen, we've decided we're going to spend $5 million on capital. Tell us the smartest way to do that. Or whatever the number is, right?
So
yeah. And that's what he
limit.
Did.
Yeah. An upper limit for the number, right?
Yeah. And
that's what I think. That's the number they need.
Right.
If
and
it comes in lower than that, we're all good, right?
Yeah.
And that's what Arlen did. He came up with some figures this week for it. I agree with you in that we're not architects, so we probably shouldn't be saying, you know, what should go where, as much as maybe each department just telling us in priority order, what can you do without? Okay, we've got a workout room and an exercise room. Do we need both of those since, I mean, you're within walking distance?
Well, they don't both stay in the new design. No. They don't both stay in the new design.
Well, I don't know. The latest one I have still says exercise room and workout. I mean, if we only have one, maybe one we can do away with.
Right.
Is there something else we can, is there something else we can do away with?
I think.
And, or that the department head feels like he could do away with over the next 20 to 25 years, unless the building is designed such that something could be added on at a later date, rather than specifying move this one over here, move that, because we're not architects.
Well, I would actually go with David. And I think Jim's came up with a unique perspective that essentially takes $1 million out and still gives them space to have just about everything that they would like to have, but on one floor instead of two. I thought that was pretty ingenious. We talked about that a little earlier this week. So that demonstrates that we can get the thing down to a $5 million project, and then, like you said, let them design a $5 million project, and then the chiefs will get there and say, wait a minute, I don't like that, and if you're gonna do that, then I want you to do this.
Yeah, well, I think when we say $1 million comes out, it may not all come out of the fire department. They may do some other stuff, right? So this pink may become orange right here to get, because what will happen is the architects will have the limitation and they'll say, okay, we're going to drop the second floor out potentially, but there's still some space. Well, Public Works, instead of having all this goes back to the fire department potentially, or something else, right? Or police department, you're keeping the exercise room in this workout room becomes the bunk room or whatever. That's what the architects will do. We just have to set the requirements, because in the end, if their design doesn't satisfy one of the department heads have to say, well, what's the requirement that's not being met? And then we will get back involved to say, okay, that requirement's higher than some other requirement. And so that's why I think the first step for us is set the budget. And then as they try to fill all the needs, if there's tension between two department heads, we're the arbitrator of that. You know, if mm-hmm. if the police department and fire department or admin in the fire department or public, whoever says this requirement's not being met, then we get back involved to say, okay, well, what happens, right? Because if you look at the increases in space, you know, with the design that was proposed, the fire department goes up 300% in space. Mm-hmm. The police department goes up 150%. Mm-hmm. Mayor and council go up 230%, roughly. Building inspection doubles, so it's 100% increase. Parks and Recs is a 300% increase. Not saying that that's not the same amount of space, it's just percent increases, right? So, you know, they ordered it how they ordered it, right? And so I think when they have to start cutting stuff out, they'll have to look at that and find out where the space goes, right? I just think that we should focus in our work area. Our work area is setting the budget. And then communicate that to the professionals. They continue to work with the department heads on the design. And then if there's tension in that, if the department head is losing something they feel they have to have or they want to come back to us, then them and the architects come back and say, we can't fit it all in. What's the priority? And then council sets the priority.
I think we can set a number, and I think we can set the number tonight.
Yeah.
Once you get the reduction, once you get the reduction in fee, once you get the reduction in contingency, once you get all these other reductions that are associated with a new number, that number should be easier to hit. It might even be under that particular number. But
well, I'd say with all the criteria, I think they will come up to the number. Because the department heads are pushing on the other side.
Well, they can, right. They can force, too, the number. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they'll try to satisfy all the department heads' inputs. And so I think whatever number we set is the number that will get designed. That's why I think it's important for us to work in our space.
Well, again, we agreed to something at the last meeting. Do we want to vote on it? Or do you want to discuss it some more?
Tell me what it is again.
It was $1 million, which was a 15%.
It wasn't $1 million.
It was just 15%.
That's what I've got. It came out to $1 million.
Yeah, so I'd like to know.
A 15% increase or 4.275 cents in taxes for capital investment. And it would equal $5
million. $5 million, okay. You said one.
$1 million decrease.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay. That's what I proposed. That's why I was wondering what the $1 million was.
Really small part. Yeah.
No, so $5 million was the number I said at the last meeting, and
yes.
I still am fine with that number.
And I still agree with you.
Okay, so that's two.
I think you didn't agree last time. Somebody else did, but I don't remember
which
one.
What I wanted to see was the financial information. And I have that in front of me right now. I'm just going to think about it in a minute or two. I hate tax increases.
If it's 5.7, if they base it on 15%, would be a reduction of $855,000. I'll support that. That's right, 4.7 million.
4.7 or 5.7?
Maybe my math's bad. I'm never good at math.
That's right.
What if we set two limits? We set a limit on the construction and an upper limit on what the tax increase would be. Meaning that we have to find other methods to find.
Well, there's no.
Yeah, there really aren't any.
Well, I mean, when you take out the fund balance, it's still the same amount of money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you go into savings or take a loan out, from my perspective, it's the same amount of money. So, I'm okay either way you want to think about it, but from my perspective, money's money, right? Where it comes from is for Arlen to tell us, right? So, I just think that if we look for 20, 25 years out, you know, these space increases make sense for that kind of time frame, and I think it's a worthwhile thing, and then we won't be messing with this again.
Okay, I'm just thinking that it's 4 cents forever.
Well, yeah, for 20 years or however many years it takes to pay it off, right?
Right.
I mean, it could be 15 years.
4.275, yeah.
Well, I don't see 4.275 on here. I see 387.
And just remember, these are all just like estimates.
Yeah.
I mean,
rates are going to change. I mean, who knows?
387 for 25 years.
Where do you see 387?
Yeah.
I'm not looking
at it. Here's what, at $5 million, 25 years.
Oh, well, I'm all on the wrong one. Yeah, got it. There you go.
What I tried to do it initially with that was to say, well, what's the difference in the tax increase if you were to finance $6 million versus $5 million? So if you're zeroed in more on the $5 million, that's those last two columns.
Right.
And personally, I just don't think you should finance something longer than its projected life.
I don't either.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, even to say 40 years, I don't know if USDA would even do. They go as long as 40 years, but if the life of the building is not 40 years or estimated to be, then they're not going to finance it for 40
years. Well, the buildings last longer than that, but they may not.
How's the community center?
Old community center?
Yeah.
You're talking about the whole.
The building.
Conditions and all?
Yeah, just the building. No.
The original building?
Yeah.
1957.
Right.
So that's the original fire station, right?
Yeah.
That half of it.
But I agree with you. I don't think, I mean, like, my house has always been 15 years because I don't, even though I know my house is going to last longer than that.
Yeah. And we know these structures will last longer, but you're
right.
Talking about useful.
Right.
Well, this fire department is 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
27.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 25 or 30 years is what Corning uses. That's what IBM uses, right? 25
yeah.
or 30 years, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
so
the good thing about those is they're both under 4 cents.
Yes.
For $5 million. I mean, I'm comfortable with $5 million. We got to explain it well, right? And I'm fine with, we tell them to design to that and then start selling it to the public. This is what we're intending to do to get feedback. You know, because that's the same thing. I think Wilmington's just did that. New Hampshire County's just did that, right? Already starting to talk about what their budgets are going to do next year. So, I mean.
It's the best time for money. It may not be the best time for construction. There's a lot of building going on, but it is the best
right.
time for money.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Rates aren't going to go down. They're going to go up.
No.
Need is going to continue to be there or get more severe. Right.
Okay. I haven't heard anything out of the two
right.
of you
exactly
on the
right.
$5 million.
Huh? What's that?
You said. Okay. Do I have a motion?
No. Yeah. Let's see if they can do it $5 million.
Yeah.
Want to put a motion
I make on? A motion. We set the upper limit for design purposes at $5 million for the.
Second.
Space requirements.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Unanimous.
Okay.
Can I clarify something? Because the estimates that they gave you for everything, construction and furnishings and all that, and
right.
$5 million
for design? No, for everything.
$5 million for
the
project.
The design and the $5 million.
Yeah, for the whole project.
That's what council's willing to spend on this project. Which will require a tax increase next year if we move forward, but they should design to that.
Cut back on furniture. Don't buy any furniture till after the first 5 years. That just so.
Well, I'm saying that's
but yeah, the contingency will go down.
Right.
Like, did you mention that earlier, or Craig mentioned that earlier? There are lots of categories in here that'll automatically go down if you cut
yes.
the construction
everyone
costs
will
down.
Down.
So.
Right.
Every yeah, category. Even one of them that he mentioned was higher than it should be anyway.
Are sorry you, about that. That's
oh,
fine.
I thought it was Nancy.
I was
on.
Playing with setting an alarm. I apologize.
You've essentially eliminated 18% across all of the categories.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
18.5%.
How do you want to handle each department? Do you want each department to say what they
I want the professionals to
do
that.
Without?
No, I want the professionals to do that with the department
head.
I don't think council should do that. We answered the question they needed answered, which was they told us here's how much it's going to require to meet all the requirements. We just told them, no, we're not willing to spend that much money. And now they get to go back to the department heads and figure out where they're going to get it out of. And then council's got to be willing to do it at the end, right? So that's the other thing.
If we have to jump in, then we jump in. otherwise.
Yeah, I think if they say we can't do it, then it's a meeting with the department heads and council and the architects. Why can't you do that? Well, this department has said that we can't cut this out, and this department said we can't cut this out. Then council now has to get involved on, okay, well, somebody's, we're the arbitrators of that, right?
Okay, well, you mentioned something earlier about this wall not necessarily being, not something we have to have for many years to come.
Yeah.
And a conference room. We already have a conference room over here and a conference room over here. So it's already 200% more than what we have now. If we cut that line straight down, just left it right where it is, at least from my standpoint, that's something that we could, that council could offer up.
Well, no, I don't think we offer up anything. That's what we have the professionals and department heads for. It's not our job to decide which things fall out.
Yeah, but
we
that's
set the
not
limit.
A department head thing. That's a council thing.
One of the department heads got that into design initially.
Okay.
I mean, the architects didn't just add that because they thought they should just add it. I'm sure it got put in the requirement process. And I don't think that council decides which things fall out right now. They let the experts work the magic and come back.
Plus, the other thing I would tell you that it's really important to let them do it is that if you're going to move a wall, you don't save a lot of money moving it 5 feet instead of 10 feet.
No, right. I mean not moving it at all.
Well, I mean, but so that is maybe a potential, but I'm just saying that if you're going to change things with walls, you're going to move.
No, I'm talking, and I think David mentioned it earlier, don't move it at all.
I want to see what the design is for $5 million, right? Because maybe you can't have that, because I don't know how much it really saves. Not very much, probably, in the greater scheme of things. I mean, the second floor is the biggest thing.
Yeah,
it is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of ways to solve that second floor issue, mm-hmm. I think. And I think, I just firmly believe that leaders should do their leadership role and let experts do their expert role. And you know, not get involved in the expert side of the role. That's what we're paying them a lot of money for. And that's why the department heads and them worked through it multiple times, and now they got to work through it again. But that's part of the process. We had to have a number because we would never set a number before them giving us one. Because leaders don't want to ever spend any money. So until you see the big bad number, you won't come back with a reasonable number soon.
Now that we've already done that and picked the number, what does that come to on a, what's our average house, 350?
He's got 400 on there.
I used 400.
Yeah, he's got it.
400 a year.
It's on the bottom of this one.
Yeah. If you look at the bottom of that tax increase sheet, it tells you the impact.
Yeah, right in front of my face. Jump up and slap me.
So it's between $120 and $160 a year.
Yeah.
So the architects are going to go back and talk to the department heads, okay? I personally hate to see the second floor taken away from the fire department.
Okay. It might not be.
If there's any way they can work it out and do something else, I'd like to see that stay in. I'd like that on record.
Okay. Well. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know that that's what will happen, but that's where the biggest money is, probably. I agree with Jim.
It's a decent idea if it gives them everything they need.
Right.
It cuts quite a bit without, and skips quite a bit, but without impacting the other areas.
Well,
and still
they had to live in a really shitty building
it gives
for a
them
long
almost
time.
Two and a half
it's
times
time
the space
we did something
today.
For them.
So. I mean, I can't speak for all the other firemen. I like that building.
The old building?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the house I grew up in, but God, I would not live in it today.
Yes, ma'am.
Devil's advocate. Now, the architect by contract has pretty much done everything. So if I go back again and say, well, now they want you to go back and show them 17,000 and then you say,
when we interviewed them, this is what they said they would do. that they would give us something, and if it wasn't acceptable, they would go back and revise it and make it work. I mean, you don't get two-thirds of the way through and all of a sudden, oh, well, if it doesn't work for you and you can't afford it, that's too bad. You're going to have to increase our contract. I'm sorry, but I can't agree with that.
Yeah, well, if that's their issue, then they need to have a meeting with council. We need to talk about it. But that's not how they left us last week. So if that becomes their position, that's a different issue. Yes. No, I don't. I can't speak for the rest of the council, I can speak for me. There's a leadership function, there's an expert function. The leadership function is to set boundaries, which we now have, right? So the boundary condition that we set is the max amount of money that council is willing to spend. I don't believe we could have got to that position without having an initial plan. We would have never got there. Now that we've got there, the expert's job is to work with the receivers to see what falls out based on what we cut. And then if they can't agree, so if the department heads and the architects can't agree, council then becomes back involved to as arbiter, because that's the leadership function, right? So leadership's function is to set the budget, and then when the experts can't agree, to tell them the answer. That's what leadership's job is. But as far as defining which thing falls out and priority wise, $1,100 is our fire station.
Oh,
so you'll pay attention. But I think if the department has reached an impasse with the architect, then that's when council has to get involved. And then I'll tell you how my thought process would go. Is it legally required, either by the state of North Carolina, the federal government, or some regulatory agency? All those have to be satisfied. Once you're past those, then it becomes, okay, what is the long-term requirement for the town? But all legally required things have to be satisfied. After that, then nothing else has to be satisfied. In my mind, every councilman gets to have their own position on that, but in my mind, if you can't show me a legal requirement for something, then If you guys can't work it out, I'll be fine to work with the other four of the council to cut stuff out. But I don't think we'll get there.
I feel that based on this scenario, that if the department heads feel that what they get is what they wanted or a reasonable facsimile thereof, and it comes within under the guidelines, the finances, that that's the way it ought to be, unless there's some real big issue that's going to be a political problem.
See, if this were a corporate arrangement, it would be, that's $1 million on six, that's only 16%. Really sharp people will figure out how to get just about everything
right
at 16% less.
Right.
Welcome to government.
Huh?
Welcome to government.
No, I think our department heads will be able to get everything they need and probably most of what they want with $5 million. I mean, that's the biggest debt the town of Cree Reach has ever spent. It'll be the single biggest amount of money spent by the town in the town's history. If all the department heads can't figure out how to satisfy themselves with $5 million, then they're going to have to get over it. That's better than zero. And so I think that the experts working together will be able to solve all the problems, you know, all the space problems, not all the problems, the space problems.
It also means, what does it mean for public works?
There's some space in here, and Sonny right now does not need a building. He's looking at the laydown area, closing the rest of the street because we talked about it afterwards. where he started the laydown, just coming all the way out on that to put more laydown space. And he gets two bays over here, and probably if the design, it's according to how much we blew up the design, but I think there'll still be some space over there for public works as well.
So he's not talking about a laydown area in here?
I don't think it's in this design.
No.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, it's really...
Well, that's not, it's free
really,
money.
It's really...
That's not going to save any money.
Oh, no, there's no cost to it.
And that's really small. It, probably what he's talking about will work a lot better for him. And who knows, maybe in a couple of years we can have a barn raising and we all get together and build him a shed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or not.
But, I mean, he gets significant space for parking his equipment if he gets two of those bays. And with what he's talking about over there is just some fence to get the rest of that road where he's got the garbage trucks now.
Yeah.
He's going to go look at it and make sure it doesn't block in that second house they put in there. That was his only concern.
Do we have any idea how much capacity we have for growth on our infrastructure?
What do you mean?
I'm talking about in-season stuff, water, sewer.
So sewer went way up with the cross connect, right? We're not sure exactly how much.
Under 10 years old.
Right. Carolina Beach will have to expand the plant before we will, we think, even if we build everything out. Because we're limited at 35 feet, and most of what we've seen with hotels is they turn over to rental houses, it's actually less density, right, than a hotel, a three-story hotel. So I think we're probably good.
Okay.
And we're 90% built out on the lots.
I know we're 90% built out on the lots.
Or maybe more than that. Do you know?
There's
93 or something.
I knew it was over 90, but I'm not sure.
A lot of those are small structures that can turn into big structures. So I don't know if there's like 25% of those are bungalows that could be three-story, 35-footers, that's the only other thing that could jump up as an immediate need, right? Because that would be something we would have to deal with as well.
Yeah.
Well, if I remember right, and of course it could have changed over the years, but. A few years ago, when we put the water tower up, we were only at like 50% consumption of our wells.
Good.
As long as we don't have saltwater intrusion, right? That's the concerning issue, right?
Yeah.
And so the aquifer, the Castlehaine aquifer, if it starts getting salty, we're going to have a big problem. But as long as it doesn't, Cape Fear Public Utility keeps telling me they should be our backup plan. I keep telling them I don't really think that's a very good plan.
The end of the Cape Fear River.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Well, no, they won't run a pipe. They won't run a pipe all the way down here to Carolina Beach.
At least
they're doing
at
Riceville Beach.
Is that where Riceville gets their water now?
Yeah.
They have a pipe. I don't know if that's where all their water comes from or not. They may be doing both.
Well, as soon as Carolina Beach pays for that pipe to go from Monkey Junction over Snow or under Snow's Cut.
Should we do something?
We can jump right in there and make it our backup.
I hear people talking about digging wells to do, irrigation.
Yeah, I mean, that's shallow water wells. Those aren't an impact to us. Those are 30 feet wells.
30 feet, that's groundwater.
Yeah, it's groundwater.
Groundwater.
We're floating at 30 feet. You got all the water you want.
Okay.
It's just not really good water.
It's good for grass.
It's what I grew up on. Yeah. But
And you need a separate gauge, don't you, if you're going to actually do something like that? You need a separate water meter.
No, you put a
pool. No, you put your own.
It's a closed system. It don't intermix with the city water.
You don't cross-connect them.
Okay.
In fact, you can get a lot of trouble if, like, you were trying to reduce your bill by running your toilets on, which I think people have done before, running your toilets on groundwater.
Yeah.
Right? If you get caught doing that, you can get a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Is it Carolina Beach?
That used to be our biggest money maker, fire to shallow wells down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We put down about $300-$400 a year.
Wow.
About how much does one cost now?
I have no idea.
Probably like, you got to have a certified guy.
We made, after putting down close to 3,000 wells, we made some well driller mad because he found out we put him down at a price that he couldn't handle. And he called the state, and the state sent me a national letter. He said, cease. If you do this again, I'm going to carry you to court because you're not a licensed well driller.
Yeah. Cost is the drilling plus the equipment and the handling.
Well, we put them down with a fire truck.
Yeah.
We put down 3 in an hour.
So they were all municipal wells.
Yeah. He come down here and joined the fire department, and we carried them up one afternoon. We had 4 to put down. We left the station back an hour and a half, 4 of them in the ground. He said, that's a license to steal.
Yeah. I knew it was the right spot.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I can't think of anything that we don't have in plan that would jump up. I'm sure there's something.
Right. So are we comfortable now with our decision that we, and are you comfortable in what to communicate to the architect? And if they have any pushback, then council and then need to meet again, I think. But I mean, when we left last time, that's what I thought they had as the action item, which I agree with if I was them too. Well, if that's too much, how much should we design to? Because they can't do anything until we answer that question.
Because frankly, you don't know what grade of HVAC you've been sitting there, whatever.
Right.
And that stuff, so it might be money there. But you don't want junk.
Right, no.
Now, with the contract that we've got with them now, did that have a set amount that we get their services up to? A certain amount?
I don't remember exactly how it was.
We were just paying for the contract, and I don't think it said anything about days or hours.
Yeah, because, I mean, these plans weren't specced out enough to build to anyway. Well, I'm just saying these plans aren't detailed enough to build to anyway.
28.5.
Right.
Well, no, they're not to build to. This was a concept.
Right.
Budget, construction budget. It was 28.5, and we paid all but 14.5 of that.
Right.
And it was for cost estimates and concepts for the fire station, expansion of the town hall, redesign of the fire
Well, they won't modify it forever, that's for sure.
No, well, I don't think so.
Now that we know what it takes and we have guidelines,
that's right.
We give them guidance, they can come back with something.
Now, they also mentioned that, you know, they need the soil borings and everything out here because they really don't know what's
going on. Well, that's what I'm worried about, too, right?
Can we go on and do that? I mean, that's... Can't we go on and get someone to do that? But we're going to have it regardless, right?
Well, they'll tell us when the right time for it is. And I think Sonny's point from the last meeting is very valid, right? That the foundational requirements, if this really is wet, which I agree with Sonny because this is a swamp, is going to be a problem. That's why the one story may end up where we're at anyway. Because I just remember as a kid how wet it is all in here. Cool. So, our council meeting is the 15th?
20th, isn't it?
Yes. 20th or 21st.
20th.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Do we need to continue this one in case they need to talk to us? So you can find out tomorrow?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's what I was just asking, right?
Unless if there's a problem tomorrow, I'll just let you know. We can decide what we'll do
today. Okay.
Alrighty.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not saying that there is.
No, you're doing the right thing. You should bring it up to us, right?
Okay, any other discussion? Questions? Comments? Okay. Do you have your motion to adjourn?
Make the motion we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Do we want to give Willard what he puts in the paper, or are we going to let him just put it in from the desk? Just ask him.